And once again, we are happy to have Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica Gutierrez that are going to be sharing some things with us, some exciting things with us tonight. We love and appreciate Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica and their entire family. They all have such a great spirit about them. And beginning with Miguel, we know that he is in the service. He's in the Marine Corps, and we appreciate his service to our country. And God is doing great things in their family. Several people in their family have been baptized and received the Holy Ghost. So the Lord is working in their family. So with that said, Brother Miguel, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you now, sir.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord, church. First and foremost, I'd like to give God all the glory and honor, and honor to my pastor, pastor's wife, all the leaders in the church. I'm so grateful that we're part of the church and that we are growing and just being, it's been amazing, you know, just growing in the Word. And I'm here just to talk a little bit about some things that I've been dealing with at this point of my career when I'm getting ready to retire, and just things that the pastor has preached about the last couple evenings and even this past Wednesday that I feel really had to do with me, and I hope that it's something that for someone else as well. I'm going to read a few verses, and you've probably heard most of them, but it's just something that has been stirring me at this moment where I'm at. But the first one I'm going to read, or first two verses I'm going to read, are from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The other two verses I'm going to read are, we've been reading through the book of Acts, and there was a couple verses that came up that really stuck with me, and I wanted to read those as well, share them. And it's Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." And the last verse I'm going to read is in that same chapter, and it's in verse 41. And it says, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." So with reading these three verses, being that I'm getting ready to retire, I mean, retiring from the military is just the start of a new career. So those first two verses that I read of trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. They're so easy to read and say, yes, trust in the Lord. But when it comes to moments in your life or points in your life, you can have those doubts that creep up. And God gave me the reassurance that I was going to be okay after the Marine Corps over a year ago while I was deployed. And when I found out that I hadn't gotten selected to get promoted for the next rank, I had talked to my wife about it, whether or not to continue my career. And she told me whatever I wanted to do. And I prayed about it. And when I found out, I went to bed and I woke up in the morning with the peace of God in my heart that I knew that it was time for me to move on. But just these last few days, let me backtrack first a little bit. These past few months, we've seen God's will working in our family and just God working in so many ways and so many amazing ways with showing us the trust in him, showing us his perfect peace, just guiding us in everything that we've been reading in the Word, and just learning that just by staying in the Word, even if it's reading a chapter a day and discussing it as a family, that God reveals everything, you know, so many things in our lives. But this last week, I had I was starting to feel a little bit of doubt just because of some changes and everything. And when I was feeling it on Tuesday, it was just something that I was for the first time, I felt a little bit of doubt of, you know, God's plan for me after I'm out of the military. But little did I know, the next day the pastor was going to preach the message that he preached, and it gave me reassurance once again that God is in control and that he's going to guide us and he's going to take care of us and he will not forsake us. And as long as we acknowledge him and we always give him the glory, he's always going to direct us in the right path. So with that said, we've been reading Acts, and those two verses that really stuck out to me was also from Wednesday, because we read chapter 5 on Tuesday night. And when I heard that verse, we've had a sister here that's been reading with us as well. Yeah. And she brought up Brother Sanders once, that he had mentioned we ought to obey God rather than men. And that really stuck to me with everything that's going on, and the pastor being the leader of the church, the shepherd, the under shepherd of the church, with him giving God all the glory and how humble he is, for him to tell us that everything is going to be okay, just to depend on God, and that the church is where we need to be. It just gave me that reassurance, and what we've already been feeling, that we do need to be a church as much as possible, and just be in prayer and be in the Word at home and with our families and our children. And so that's why verse 29 really, you know, stuck to me, where it doesn't matter what they say, if when it starts to go against the will of God and what his word is, obviously being using wisdom and not being purposely belligerent or trying to do things trying to do things the right way. And by obeying the pastor, because he knows the right way and he's in the Word and he talks to God and he's going to guide us, we should trust if he's doing what he's doing and he's having us do it, we should trust him, because he's listening to God, and we need to listen to God rather than men. And with the last verse, it was something that kind of struck me when I spoke to Francisco, my nephew, on Sunday, and he was talking about, he's been staying at an aunt's house as well, and they give him a lot of grief, because they say that he's a born-again Christian, and they, do you believe this, that, and the other, and they're mocking him. And at times it happens to all of us, where people question or say things to us, and instead of getting down, we need to rejoice that we're being found worthy to suffer shame for his name. And it's something that we shouldn't be afraid to talk to people about the word, and whether it's family, because sometimes it's the hardest people to reach is your family. And just being bold in our faith and talking to them in this day and age where everyone's so scared of stepping on people's toes, using the word, you might offend people, they might mock you, but at the end of the day, all you have to do is rejoice that you are suffering shame for his name. And just to God be the glory, and I'm just so grateful to God that he's doing things in our lives, and even through good times and bad times. And you know, it's not, life isn't always perfect. The house, it's not always perfect at home, but God is good, and everything that he does is good for his purpose, for us to be testimonies to others. So with that being said, I hope this is something that touched someone for the glory of God. And I love the church. I love my family. And with that, I'm going to pass it over to my wife, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother Miguel. Go right ahead, Sister Jessica.
Praise the Lord, everyone. First of all, I just want to give honor and glory to God. God has been dealing with each one of us. Even as COVID started, we've been going through a lot. And I wanted to read to you guys Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. It says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. One of the things that I have been dealing a lot is reassuring my children, my husband, my family members, my friends, is that where is the treasure? Where are we putting the treasure? What are we putting first? And we know that this world is not our own. We know that we're only here for a little while. And it's always good to remember where God had brought us through. At the age of 13, I'm just going to be very raw. One of the hardest things that I went through was rape. And I was a young kid, and really hard things happened in my life at that time. And I really felt like I had no value. I did not grow up in church. I did not know people that went to church. But I knew a lot of people that said they had a religion. And we know that religion destroys things, but a relationship with God that brings love and it brings us united. And as I came to God at the age of, I don't even remember. This was almost 12 years ago I came to God. The Lord healed me from the brokenness. And this verse was one of the verses that I first remember where it says in verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." That verse was very impacted in my life because I felt like I had no value. I felt that no one will want me as a person. I felt that I had no option when I went through being raped. And I never had anyone to talk to me. I felt like no one will ever love me. But when I came to God, God healed that brokenness that I felt that was never going to be healed. And that verse allowed me to see that my treasure is in God, because God will be the only one that will fully love me, that will understand me, that will change my emptiness, that will bring fulfillment in my life. And one of the things that I've been thinking and asking God is, Lord, help me to put my treasures in heaven. Help me to remember every day that this is not my world. Help me to shine my light bright so others could see you. And most of all, knowing that we don't want to be here, knowing to be bold and to ask God, help us to be bold so we could reach to all those people we come across, able to speak to them, able to encourage them. I remember just asking God and praying to God, and this last few months, God has allowed me to see things more clear. And like my husband said, reading the Word of God every day, talking to God every day, really does make a difference. But I hope one of you guys or anyone could truly focus. Right now I'm going through a hard time. I've just found out my dad is quarantined in Mexico, and where all my sisters, my mom, we're all really far away from my dad. And we know as Christians that even though we're close, we can't really change anything. We could encourage people just temporarily, but what we could do is pray for them, praying for someone, seeking the kingdom of God and seeking for true healing, because we don't just want healing in our flesh. We want spiritual healing, healing that will help us to get closer and closer to God. And seeking the kingdom of God will be the best that we could ever do. I thank God for all the healing that He has done in my life. I've had so many brokenness in my life and even through my family. But God has really healed. God is healing. If you allow God to heal you and allow for God to just to do His perfect will. His will is so perfect. We try to do things our way, and our way is not the right way. Ask for God to do His will in your life, and you will see so many things change in your life, and you become more grateful, and you start becoming the child that God has created you to be. I hope this encouraged anyone, and I love all of you guys. I appreciate all of you guys, especially our pastor and his wife. I really appreciate them.
Yes, Sister Jessica.
Yes.
Sister Jessica and Brother Miguel, what powerful, powerful testimonies. Thank you for opening up, and also thank you for opening up with these painful experiences from the past, Sister Jessica. But we just want you to know that you and your family are a great treasure in the eyes of God. You know, tonight as Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica were speaking, church, we could hear the clarity in their voices and the clarity in their spirits. Brother Miguel mentioned the big life transition that's about to take place in their lives, and what a great reassurance it is, church, to know that God has a plan for our lives, and what great peace and comfort it is to know that we can listen and trust the voice of our pastor. If you notice, the church, we continue to hear this throughout this week about pastor's message on Wednesday night. I mentioned it on our Spanish devotion last night. Sister Sprinkle mentioned it this morning, and Miguel and Jessica touched on it again tonight. What a blessing it is to know that we are in the hands of God and in the hands of a pastor and pastor's wife who truly love us. Why don't we just take a moment right now and thank God for the great words that we heard from Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica, and for the great pastor and pastor's wife that we have. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the candid voices of Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for them being honest about these things that they've talked about tonight, but it's a blessing. It's a blessing to for others, Lord God, who've gone through these types of situations, Lord God. And we thank you for our pastor and pastor's wife, Lord God, who truly love our church, who are careful for the flock of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to be blessed to be a part of this great church. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Well, church, we hope you're feeling this anointing that we're feeling. If you want to take some time and go into your prayer closets tonight, please feel free to do so. But we will be joining again tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. for a special morning manna devotion. Please make sure that you are with us in the morning. God bless all of you, and have a great night in Jesus' name. Amen.